Hello and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you so much, Mark, and thanks for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. On Wednesday, the Texans completed their mini-camp, and afterwards, Rick Smith, general manager of the ball club, spoke with the media about a number of things, including the impending roster cuts.
As y'all basically doubled the average of signed draft picks across the league, what's the message there, the philosophy of getting out in front and getting out?
Well, you know, I don't know if it's a philosophy of getting out in front, Mark. You weren't here earlier when we talked about the promotions of both Chris Olsen and Lloyd Richards. And Chris does an outstanding job for us, and he's worked very diligently in that regard with Kevin Kukovic. And so we've been able to come to terms with a couple of our guys. We still have five draft picks to sign, and we'll get that done over the course of the next few weeks and be ready to go to camp.
It's an obvious question, but how important is it to get those guys quickly done so there's no issue? Because obviously you've got a head start.
Well, yeah, and you want the focus, and so that's what it speaks to more than anything. It's just if we can get everybody done under contract and our football team moves into training camp together, wholly, ready to go and achieve our goals.
Is there much tweaking left for your roster? I know you're always trying to get better, watch what's out there. Is there much left, or are you kind of comfortable with where you're at?
Well, there's some. There's a little bit even in the next 24 to 48 hours, because we've got to release some players in order to sign those draft picks, and so we'll do a little bit of that. And you know, Mark, I'm always working, so mm-hmm. if we can ever improve. That process never stops for me.
Did anybody ask you about what Kubiak said about Shepard?
Nope.
Shepard's biggest surprise out here. What do you think? Why did you sign him? What do you think about it?
Well, Gary does that. I try not to single out guys when I'm talking about players this time of year, because I don't want to put more pressure on them. But he has done a great job for us. And what you look for is some redeeming qualities, very similar to the latter part of the draft. When you're looking for redeeming qualities and you're looking for guys who have good football character and guys that have something about them that you like. And he has shown flashes out here over the last few weeks that he's capable of playing in this league. And that's exciting for him.
Head coach Gary Kubiak also huddled with the press, and he had this to say after the conclusion of minicamp.
The key to our football team and our organization really is that the core players around here get better. And, I like the way we're handling more football right now, but what we got to do as coaches is isolate on what we do good and get ready to open up against a great football team, the Colts. So, I'm excited about it. Everybody needs a break from each other right now, but won't be long. We'll be after it.
You see the growth you want to see, Gary, after this?
Yeah, I really have. You know, I think we had a couple of things to accomplish. We had two new coaches we had to break in on the offensive side of the ball to catch them up with how we do things and, all that. And I think we accomplished that. Thought our defense grew a lot from its the way it ended last year to walking back on the field this year. I thought they were obviously better. Then we've got some position battles that, are starting to heat up already and, starting with our kicking battle and that type of thing. So I like our progress. We just got to hang on to it here for a month and get ready to go in July.
How has that symmetry gone with the coordinator and the quarterback's coach?
Oh, it's been good because
getting the coaches in sync, so to speak. Yeah.
Well, there was two things. Rick's worked with me before, so that was easy. And Greg's worked with Matt before, mm-hmm. so those things were important from matching things up. And I feel good about how we're going to go about it. And, like I said, it was just as important for them guys to have a good month as anybody else.
What was the message you gave the guys? Now you're on a break, Bill. Well, not a break.
Yeah, I just told them, hey, we've had a good month, and we need to move away from each other a little bit. But they've got to keep working. And, we come in here July 30th, and we're going to accomplish a goal that some of us have been working on around here for the last 4 years. So they know that. I didn't have to tell them that.
When you first came here, you had said that one of your concerns was during this break, they could mm-hmm. kind of get out of sync or whatever. You've been here a while now. You've got these veterans on track. You're not that concerned with it, are you?
Well, I think you always stay concerned, because the one thing you don't want to happen over the course of the next month, all of a sudden you got key members of your team, are missing for a month. You don't see them until training camp. So that pressure comes from within the players. I mean, they're the ones that are going to be here working with Cedric. And if we're missing one for a few days or something, we'll find a way to go get him. But peer pressure is the strongest thing in this business. So then we've been pretty good about it.
Gary, you said that you're going to play your three best interior linemen no matter what position they play. Going into camp, who are your three best?
Well, I stuttered and Caldwell didn't do anything not to line up as a starter when we start, so that won't change. I think Wade Smith is obviously going to push Chris and both of them. I thought Brazel, when he was healthy, he missed a little time in OTAs, but when he's healthy, I think he plays as good as anybody. So he's going to be a big part of the mix. And then, you know, of course, you got Chris White, you got a young Shelley. So, John, we're going to have to do a good job of mixing and matching those guys.